Hello?
Yes, I have Dr. Graham on the line for the president.
Thank you.
Just a minute, please, sir.
Hello?
I have Dr. Graham on the line for the president.
Thank you.
Billy?
Yes, sir.
I called you the other day. I wanted to tell you that I was just troubled that they tried to get you involved, and I certainly didn't want any of my people to do it, and I thought that the way you answered it, your statement was just absolutely masterful, and
well,
just what I told you a week before at breakfast there at the White House, and I understood Ann's too. I've got my little Lucy, you know, 17, and got another one, 20, and I try to raise them to do a little thinking of their own and be a little independent and get their own ideas and select their own schools and pay their own income tax and do their own voting.
Well,
we all live and learn, and well, the kind of proposition you was confronted with, I just thought you handled it masterfully, and that's what I called you to tell you when I read your statement in the paper.
I think that's the finest thing. Ann was trapped into that. She went down to attend that rally. They found out she was there. They got her up on the platform, and she's just 16. And they asked her for a statement. She was caught up in the emotion of the thing, and afterwards she was just weeping, and she wept.
Well, you just tell her not to be. You just tell her not to be. Tell her that's the way I got my religion. I joined the church, just a situation like that, and I've been happy of it, and tell her that we want to know her better, and we all one family, and God's going to take care of all of us, and we're going to take care of him.
Well, I just had a press conference. We had about 30 press men there, and I told them my high regard for you and my friendship for you and what I thought of you, and that we ought to all unite behind you and pray for you, and that I intended to stand by you 100%.
Well, I don't care who else knows it except me, and I know it myself, and I know that you know it, and I want to see more of you and be with you more, but I did want to call you the other day and just tell you that I just thought you couldn't have improved on it, and I understood the whole situation, and I'm just sorry it happened, but...
You'll be interested in this, that I got over, the Western Union people tell me, over 1 million telegrams.
Oh, my goodness.
They said it was one of the largest number of telegrams in the history of the Western Union. They've got them stacked up in Kansas City and Los Angeles and New York and everywhere else. Some of them for Goldwater, some of them for you, and some saying stay out of it.
Well, you did the right thing. You just
know my feeling about
you
it.
You just go on doing like you're doing. You're doing pretty well, and I just thought you couldn't have handled it better, and I hope not a single friend of mine put any pressure on you, because I didn't want them to. I know how you feel, and I know what you stand for, and I told you that morning that, at breakfast that I expect he needed you as much as I did. And
I want to do anything in this world that I can do to help you.
You can do a lot, and I'll be talking to you and give your sweet wife my love.
I saw a wonderful picture of you and John in the paper this
morning. Yeah, we had a nice visit out here yesterday, and we all talked about you, and you have our friendship and admiration. And tell Miss Ann I love her, too, and not to be upset about
that. I'll tell her that, and I think it's the sweetest thing in the world for you to call.
Well, thank you, Billy.
God bless you.
Bye.